Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. President Macron has announced that the cost of a driving licence is to be lowered. The head of state, who is today visiting the northern town of Lens, explained, "We want to help people obtain their driving licence more quickly, more cheaply and speed up the process of buying their first car." The new scheme will be outlined in greater detail as part of a broader travel strategy by the end of the year. Macron is due to meet the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, this afternoon as part of the armistice commemorations. They will meet in the town of Albert in the Somme, which saw massive bombardment during the First World War. The two premiers will then attend a joint wreath-laying ceremony at the Thiepval Memorial, which is a symbol of France and Britain's mutual cooperation. A wreath combining poppies and cornflowers has been made specially for the 100-year anniversary. Today's visit marks just the start of a weekend of international leaders paying their respects. Angela Merkel, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are all due to visit France's war memorials in tribute to those who died in the Great War. It appears that anti-Semitism is on the rise in France, with studies revealing that anti-Semitic acts rose by 69% in the first 9 months of the year, despite figures having fallen in the two previous years. The results were disclosed by the Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, this morning. The search through the rubble from the three houses which collapsed in the Noailles district of Marseille is continuing, although hopes are fading for the two people still missing. Search and rescue teams have already removed half of the debris and last night recovered the body of a seventh victim. A meeting is taking place this afternoon at the UNEDIC headquarters in Paris as union members and employers continue to discuss unemployment insurance. A key objective is to save around 4 billion euros in line with government plans. French bailiffs seized a Ryanair plane on the tarmac at Bordeaux's Mérignac airport over an unpaid debt. The airline allegedly owes the Charente département over 500,000 euros for subsidies paid to Ryanair, which were later decreed as illegal by the European Commission and had still to be repaid. The 120 passengers affected eventually made their way to London with a delay of over 5 hours. A third contender taking part in the Route de Rome has had to pull out after his boat fell victim to irreparable damage. Saint-Nazaire-born skipper Yannick Bestaven has been forced to retire from the transatlantic single-handed yacht race. And finally in football, there is more action in Ligue 1 tonight as Lille plays Strasbourg at home on day 13. Kick-off is at 8:45. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.